Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. Just a few little housekeeping items before we jump in to New Morning Mercies. Number one, can y'all believe how fast this year's flying by? I feel like you blink and another month passes. I don't know if you feel that same way, but I'm like, oh my word, we're almost halfway through 2024. And I feel like wait a second, we're in 2024? I thought we were in 2022. I cannot keep up. This is crazy. Second update is yesterday's devotional was actually really kind of interesting. It was a different kind of outcome. You know, same reading, same everything, right? But if you are looking to, I guess, connect with God better or feel God better, maybe go check out yesterday's episode. That was a fun one to do. And thirdly, and finally, before I jump in, as you all know, it's just me, but Tori will be back and then she'll be out. Then she'll be back, then she'll be out. As we kind of learn how to navigate childcare, getting her slowly back integrated into work. And so I just appreciate y'all's patience and grace as we kind of get her back involved, but we want to do so at a pace that's like healthy for her. Because, you know, obviously Noah needs her for everything. Yeah, I know you all understand, but I just figured I would mention it that you may see just her or just me, as we kind of get into a rhythm. So yeah, I'm going to go and jump in. The devotional says this: you have not been left to secure your own future because God in grace has secured an end to your story more glorious than you can grasp. You and I absolutely need our lives to be shaped and reshaped by these words in 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, that is kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. One of the most common human fears is fear of the future. We all ask, what will happen if? Or what will happen next? Or what's down the road from now? Embedded in all of this is the hope that we will be secure and things will be all right in the future. It is not insane to wonder about the future. It is not a sin to be concerned about what is to come. I'm going to say that again. It is not a sin to be concerned about what is to come. It is not wrong to plan for the future. In fact, you and I should live with the future in view every day of our lives. In some ways, everything that we think, desire, decide, do, and say should be shaped by what is to come. But there is a huge difference between worrying about what you have no power over and resting in what God has revealed about his future plans for you. Peace and hope are never to be found in your efforts to figure out the future. God's secret will is called his secret will precisely because, guess what? It is secret. No real hope is found in living inside the implications of what it means that God holds your future in his wise, powerful, and gracious hands. Peter says, don't ever let yourself forget that Jesus has purchased a future for you that is better than anything you could have dreamed or planned for yourself. And if you remember that you have this wonderful future ahead of you, you won't live as if this moment is all you have, and you will be free of the anxiety of fearing that somehow this moment will pass you by. I love the qualifying words that Peter uses to describe our inheritance as the children of God: imperishable, undefiled, unfading. Together, they mean that this inheritance is protected and untouchable. Nothing will be allowed to happen that would damage it in any way. It is absolutely secure. But Peter says more. He says that not only is God keeping your inheritance, he's keeping you. He's not only protecting what is to come, he's protecting you so that when what is to come has come, you will be there to receive it and enjoy it forever and ever. So remember today that no matter how hard your story is right here, right now, it is guaranteed for you as God's child that it will end better than anything you can now imagine, and that glory will never end. And I kind of feel a few different things off this devotional. I think on the front leg of it is, I love how that scripture, it reminded our hearts, it ministered to our souls, saying that the future that God has for us, the treasures that he has for us, the satisfaction that he has for us is so much better than we could ever plan for ourselves. So if you were to spend the rest of your energy, your capacity, your resources, your creative space, whatever, if you were to use every second of every day for the rest of your life dreaming up something, God says, it's better. What I have is better. And I want you to know that. I want you to be secure in that you don't have to earn it. I've already given it to you. It's already ready. I've prepared the table for you. It's just not yet here. And that leads me to the second thing that I wanted to talk about, which is, as you all know, as I read a devotional, I kind of argue with it a little bit about where am I at with this devotional? Where am I at with what the author is saying to me or what scripture is saying to me? And in this one, I caught myself. I started to realize, oh, wow. I do feel secure of knowing the inheritance of what yet is to come, but I want it now. And I don't know how many of you feel that way. I think a lot of the anxiety that I have right now, or the anxiousness or the worry or the concern or whatever it may be, I think whatever I have going on right now is I'm worried about right now. I know the future is going to be great, but what about right now is where I was at. And then right after I said that, in my head, by the way, all this is happening. You guys think I'm crazy. All this is happening as I'm reading the devotional. I was transported and reminded of the prodigal son who said he wants his inheritance now. And what did he do with it? He went and squandered it. And after he came to that realization that what he truly wanted wasn't the thing of his inheritance. What he wanted was the acceptance of his father. And as he comes back to town and his father embarrasses himself by lifting his tunic and sprinting to him, which people did not do at that time, and his father welcomed him back and prepared a feast for him, it's such a beautiful thing. And I need to make sure that I tell my heart that there are things right now that if I were to have, I would probably squander them, and I would worship them, and I would make an idol or a god out of those things when I already have God, I already have someone on the throne of my heart. There's no more room for anything else on the throne. Do you understand? And that's that realization of we already have everything. And it's going to keep increasing as we get closer for that day to come whenever we do spend eternity with God. And so I kind of needed that little gut check moment of hold up, wait a sec. And because I know my future is okay, but my now I've been kind of worried about. And if I were to get what I actually want, I would probably end up just like the prodigal son. And I'm not speaking that over you, but what I am saying is that I need to learn how to be thankful for what I currently have, because what truly brought the prodigal son joy was that relationship with his father. And what will truly bring you joy and me joy is our relationship with our Heavenly Father. I'm going to pray this out. Lord, thank you for this wonderful conviction. Thank you for this wonderful devotional. Thank you for this wonderful moment where we can breathe. We can let it all out, Lord. We can take all the frustrations, the hardships, and some of us are going through serious things, Lord, and you know them. You know them better than we do. That doesn't mean they're not painful. That doesn't mean they're not hurtful. That doesn't mean they're not scary or daunting or troublesome. It just means that we have everything we need in you, Lord. And I pray that you'll help us just breathe out that anxiousness, to breathe out that frustration, to breathe out that pain or that worry, and breathe in everything that you have for us, Lord, and just find so much joy and contentment in the right now. Help us to store your word in our heart So that way, whenever we do have those concerns or worries continue to pop up and knock at our door or look through the window trying to get our attention, say, hey, focus on me, we can speak scripture from 1 Peter chapter 1. We can say that the future that God has for me is better than anything that I could ever write for myself, Lord. Thank you for that promise. Thank you for that confirmation. And Lord, help us to have faith and trust in that. Help us to put our hope in that and not our hope in the immediate right now. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Well, amen, y'all. Now's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece. And don't forget that we love you. We love you. Me talking tomorrow. Aloha.